providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. We are getting a company update from GR Silver Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GRSL, and on the OTCQB under the symbol GRSLF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Marcio Fonseca. Now, Marcio, there's been a lot of talk about silver this week with the run that silver went on early in the week. And quite frankly, I've had a lot of guests throughout the week talk about silver stocks, how these can still play a lot of catch up even to where the gold stocks are. And especially if silver keeps on moving higher. GR Silver Mining, you guys in Sinaloa, Mexico, you had some recent drill results from the Plomosas Silver Project. And even more importantly, I think from a relatively new area that you are exploring, the San Juan area. Some of the recent drill results that came out just on Friday, a couple hits of over 1,000 grams per ton silver equivalent over some decent widths too, 3.1 meters. There was another result over 2.7 meters. Please, Marcio, just give us a little update on this San Juan zone, since this is some of the first results we've been seeing just this week.
Thank you, Corey. The San Juan is one of the six areas that we have the recent historical drilling, and we are about to start drilling again there too. What's important here is that when we acquired the project, the Plomosas project from First Majestic, we came across some data that showed us that the area could have a strike length at that time, 3 months ago, of 400 meters. But today, after we have been integrating all the data, we believe that it extends probably close to 1 kilometer of strike length, and that connects other targets nearby, La Colorada and San Francisco, creating a very large footprint of epithermal veins. And what was probably one vein, now you can see probably six veins in the area.
So in figure one of the news release that came out on Friday, it's a drone image of this overall area, but it's not just the San Juan area. As you said, essentially with these drill results, you're creeping into some of these other zones that the company is planning to explore. How's that going to impact how you explore these areas and also the significance of maybe even tying together these different zones?
The impact is that we see very positive in a way that we are not dealing just an isolated area. They are all connecting to each other and showing that more and more we can see multiple veins and easy to move drill rigs around because they are very close and accessible. And as importance here as well is how this can create a good and large footprint for future resource estimation in this area.
So, Marcio, what drilling is still ongoing at San Juan? How many drills? How many more meters?
So, we announced probably 2 weeks ago a drilling program, core drilling, where we brought one drill rig to the site and have another one arriving today. And there's a third one probably in 10 days. The drilling program is a total of 4,500 meters that is going to be split between San Juan and the Plomosas mine area, where we have the underground development, potentially some underground drilling. And we are going to split between these two because these areas are the ones with the highest probability to define resources between now, probably end of the year, early 2021. And on top of the 4,500, we are planning to put probably 1,000 meters of shallow holes. Shallow means probably no more than 100, 150 meters deep drill holes because we believe these veins are close to the surface and we can really define some new areas.
So what about this Plomosas area as well? Because that's a different exploration area on the Plomosas project where earlier this week, July 20th, you came out with some more high-grade results. We saw, again, a little over 1,000 grams per ton silver, over 5.4 meters. So even a wider width, all including, too, almost 2,500 grams per ton silver over 2 meters. So you're also seeing some high grade at this Plomosas vein as well.
Yeah, the Plomosas mine area is the site where Grupo Mexico operated a small lead and zinc mine back in 2001. they never really fully explored the silver and gold, because when they shut down the mine, the silver and gold price was in a completely different environment for the audience. When they shut down the mine, the gold price that they were using was $290 per ounce, and the silver price they were using was $5 per ounce. So they never really bothered to really fully explore the mine. So they left an asset to us today that we have a great opportunity to go underground and sample and even drill these silver and gold veins that are on the walls and continue to define new zones to support a future resource in the area. So you don't need to deploy a lot of money and to excavate tunnels to do underground drilling. And as a reference, the company just closed this bought deal, so we are fully funded to do a lot of drilling.
Okay, well, that's important. Obviously, in these markets, if you're drilling and drilling high grade, it helps move the stock. Some of the nuances of this Plomosas mine area and the Plomosas vein, we saw results that ranged from pretty near to surface and the whole way down to about 100 meters, just over 100 meters downhole, where we saw some of the higher grade results. What's the attack strategy and what's your overall theory of how this mineralization is made up underground here?
So the way we, together, the geological staff and ourselves as a senior management, we are modeling this for the first time in 3D. Nobody ever did a 3D geological model of this area. And we are going to be the first company to put a 43-101 resource in this area. We see that the gold and silver veins, they kind of follow different structures, steeper than the lead and zinc breccia. That gives a good way for us to control that underground. And we are not really looking to do deep drill holes, just trying to, from the surface or some specific areas along the tunnels, to drill these veins and try to model this along the strike. The Plomosas mine is another example, similar to someone. We thought it would be just 250 meters long. Now we are close to 500 meters long along the strike of evidence of mineralization underground and on surface, or close to the surface.
So, Marcio, when it comes to this Plomosas overall silver project, what are some of the payments that are due?
So, the Plomosas silver project is today 100% owned by GR Silver Mining. When I say that, we closed the acquisition last March. It was a small payment in cash, shares to First Majestic, the vendor, and we granted them a royalty of 2%, which we have a buyback. So it's really important for us because today we control completely this Plomosas silver project. No longer need to pay any money to the vendor. The second property nearby, that's the San Marcial, is one that we have an option. It's a 3-year option. We are far ahead in the expenditures, and there's a payment of 2.5 million Canadian due on May 2021. And we are in discussions already with the vendor, which was SSR Mining, to anticipate and fully pay the money or have a combination of shares and cash, because it's a no-brainer to combine these two assets. And this company is going to be the first company ever to have 100% ownership of the two assets at the same time.
And just to bring everybody up to speed, you do have a resource on the San Marcial project, but the Plomosas project, you've alluded to it a couple times during this interview, is that you are hoping to have a resource released to the market. It sounds like early next year. Do you have any more clarity on that time frame?
Yeah, we are discovering more veins. As I said at the beginning, we had one or two veins, now we have six. We realize that it's important to drill those veins as well. We bring them as part of the resource. That's why it's likely to slip to the beginning of 2021.
Okay. So, Marcio, in terms of news flow then, as we continue through summer and even to the end of the year, what can everybody expect for drill results and any other sort of news?
We will continue to release the recent historic drill holes as we validate them. The validation means we get documentation, we confirm the presence of core or location in the field. But now we have an additional component to support the continuous news flow. Three drill rigs that are going to be operating by August. Two next week, one already now. So by August, you can start to see some fresh, brand new drill results together with the existing data that we are working with.
All right. Hey, Marcio, it's going to be a busy time for you. I will keep on following up on news flow and especially drill results. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of GR Silver Mining. Please, everybody, keep sending me your questions. I'm getting a lot of emails on a lot of different companies. If anybody has any follow-up questions for GR Silver or any of the other companies that you hold, please just email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will follow up with those companies. I appreciate everybody tuning in this weekend. Marcio, I really appreciate this update and all the news flow that the company has had already in July and especially just in this last week. Marcio, really appreciate your time. Have a great rest of your weekend. Everybody else, same goes for you. Have a great rest of your weekend, and please keep on visiting our website, kereport.com, and checking in on our daily editorials. Thanks, Marcio.
Thank you.